proclamation number 8754 dated the February 16, 1964. As it was before the Great Flood. The time will come when it will be just as it was before the Great Flood. Once again people will take pleasure in their life on earth with exuberant joy. Once again they will strive to reach the highest goals. Yet their every thought will purely be materialistically inclined. Once again sin will become rife and people will be Satan's obvious servants. The truth will be ridiculed and error will be idolized. God's voice will not be heeded. Yet for Satan's voice people's hearts will be receptive and thus they will only ever accomplish what is wrong and constantly infringe against the eternal order. They will be entirely without love but possess excessive selfish love instead and only ever look after and work for themselves and mercilessly bypass their needy fellow human beings. But this time has been predicted to you and will come as certainly as one day follows another. For one day even the future will become the present, and one day all predictions will come true. Thus you humans are facing the end and there is not much time left. Therefore, all those of you who have offered to work in the vineyard of the Lord should still be diligent. You should do everything possible in order to enlighten your fellow human beings. And for this purpose spiritual information is conveyed to you from above which is truly suitable to make people take stock of themselves if they seriously consider it. Nevertheless, God can look into all human hearts and also see who can still be saved. For the sake of these few he sends his messengers to bring them the word which will grant them complete clarification and also informs them of the guidelines for a correct way of life. Accepting this word of his will already signifies salvation from darkness and deliverance from ruin. For anyone who takes possession of God's word will also receive everything else he needs. So that he will have an abundance of strength and light and will no longer fear any onslaughts by the opposing spirit. Do you still doubt this if you look around in the world? If you pay attention to the worldly children's activity and observe all world events, which truly take on such forms that only a momentous act of destruction by God can still shake people up? Do you really think that the adversary's activity will subside, that he will abandon the dominion again which he managed to achieve over people? Do you think that people will fight against their selfish love and helpfully attend to their fellow human beings so that they will kindle love in them and make contact with God? Only very few will succeed in doing so, and they belong to his own whom he will remove at the end of days. Who will occupy the new earth as ancestral parents of the new human race, as it is constantly proclaimed. Yet their number will be very small, and the sole goal of the vineyard laborers is to increase this number and to induce all people capable of changing to implement this change so that the harvest at the end will not be too small. But the end will come with absolute certainty. For even if you humans do not know the time and hour, and neither will God ever give you the exact date, it will nevertheless come rapidly closer, because it was predetermined from the start. You will be admonished ever more urgently to prepare yourselves for the end because you still have the opportunity of changing yourselves and of joining your God and Creator who, as your Father, wants to grant you the happiness of eternal life. Nevertheless, precisely because the day and hour of the end is unknown to you, you should continue with your daily work, but you should always take it into account, otherwise the end would not be pointed out to you increasingly more urgently. Just pay attention to all the signs, for it will be as it was before the Great Flood. People's craving for pleasure will find no bounds, and the adversary will constantly incite them to live a rampant life, to commit all manner of sins and crimes, and they will utterly comply with his will because they lack the strength to resist him and because they don't avail themselves of the blessings of Jesus Christ's act of salvation who, through his death on the cross, acquired a stronger will for them. Judging by people's satanic state of activity, the adversary's power will seem to be greater than God's power, yet it is people's free will which gives rise to this great power. Even so, God himself will stop him when he exceeds his power, when he proceeds against God himself and tries to eradicate the knowledge of him and Jesus and his act of salvation. Then the light of eternity itself will penetrate the darkness. Then Jesus himself will come in the clouds and fetch the flock of believers, who remain faithful to him until the end. Then he will carry them away in full sight of people governed by Satan, and they will fall prey to certain death, for the earth will split open and receive all those who failed their final test of earthly life and who will therefore be banished anew in the creations of the new earth. As incredible as it may seem to you, you must accept it as truth and should not believe that you will remain on this earth for very much longer. Sooner than you think, the day will come, and blessed is he who, prior to that, will still accept the truth when it is offered to him by you, who serve as loyal laborers in the vineyard of the Lord. Blessed is he who lives his life on earth consciously, knowingly turns to God and tries to attain the goal on earth, for he will truly be guided through all temptations and also be able to withstand the onslaughts by God's adversary. For the adversary only has power over a person who grants him this power himself. But no person whose will belongs to his God and Creator, whom he has recognized as his Father and solely strives towards him, can ever be forced to be enslaved by the adversary. And since humanity itself has enthroned God's adversary, it will also share his fate when he is enchained and thrown into the darkness. His followers will also be banished into matter and will have to travel the path of higher development once more, and that will necessitate a transformation of the earth's total surface area, a destruction of all works of creation, so that the indwelling spirits can be released and placed into new forms in the creations of the new earth again. For God will never let the process of development come to a standstill. New possibilities will always be created when the soul has failed as a human being, for sooner or later every soul must reach the goal, sooner or later every soul will come alive and never lose this life again. Amen.